Welcome back to another episode of Cavs Corner, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Matthew. I'm joined with Mr. Grumpy Pants, Ashley Zalek, today because this is the second time we've had to record the podcast.
Because somebody forgot to press record. Not that I'm naming any names.
Look.
Social media guru of the year reckons
it happens. It happens to the best of us. Look, let's go through this week's GYG Senior Cavaliers results, Ashley. We had both home games and a couple of away games for the youth league. How'd we go?
The NBL One men, they lost to Hobart by 1 point in overtime. That one always hurts. The NBL One women, they also went down to Hobart by 16. Yep. So it was a bit of an off game there. The youth league men, they defeated Diamond Valley by 8 points over in Diamond Valley and then returned to the Fortress on Sunday and pipped Nutterwarding by 1 point over time, which is exciting. And the Youth League women, they went away to Waverley on Saturday night. They went down by 17, but bounced back on the Sunday when they returned to the Fortress to take on Keilor and got a win by 9 points.
Yeah, an undefeated Keilor team too. So that's always a very good.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting team.
Ray White Cranbourne, player of the week, Ashley, goes to Dylan Stith, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and a plus 2 against the Rhinos.
Plus 2. You know, I love that stat. I love the plus minus. That means he had more points scored when he was on the court compared to when they were losing, which is good. Players in focus, let's go through that. NBL One men, I've gone with Hunter Marks, one of our favourites. Hunter, we love him. He's a Case Cavalier junior, through and through. Returning from injury the past few games, he looked like he might have been on a minutes restriction as he bounces back, and he could still very well be in there. We're obviously not privy to those conversations, but it is exciting to see him back on the court and get a bit more court time. I think he's a very versatile player. He can play big, he can play small, can shoot the ball. Yeah, it's exciting to see him getting more minutes.
That's right. NBL One women, we've gone with import Alex Whittinger. Look, posted a solid 12 points, 7 rebounds and 4 assists against the Hobart Chargers, but we know that she's got more in the tank, so we'll be looking for her to bounce back against Melbourne and Nutterwadding in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, 12-7-4 is a good stat line. I don't know. I haven't spoken to her, but I don't think she'd be happy with that stat line, which is why we've put her in as the player in focus, because we know what Alex is like. She's a beast, so I think she's going to want to bounce back on that game.
Yep.
Youth League, man, I've gone with Tot Jock, Mr. Consistent. This man has been going out every week and knocking down, you know, regularly 15 and 10, you know, regular at that. He's averaging 10.5 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, and I think it's time he's getting ready to take that step in. He's starting these games into a new role as a star of that team. Yep. Not that he's not a star now, but I think he's playing very consistently. Let's see some of those games take a next step up.
Yeah, that's right. Youth League women, we've gone with Micah Nightingale this week, sister of Asha Nightingale in the Youth League women's team.
And she also plays NBL One, I think, Asha, on occasion.
Yes, she does. So, look, we're looking for Micah to step up a little bit. She's coming off the bench, playing her role, doing the team things, but I want to see more. She's a fantastic player. I want to see more.
Yeah, she's had some really good games this year, so it's going to be exciting. The highlight of the week, you know I love this one. We're giving it to Lauren Van Clunen and her halftime buzzer beater from deep.
Yep.
Let's talk through the play here. So they've gone the old school stack lineup. I like that. A couple of screens, a couple of pops, things like that. I'll be honest, I don't think Lauren's screen actually hit anybody because no one came over the top there. But she pops out high and she's a few steps behind the three-point line. The defender sits off about a step. She launches the ball and bank, gets the drop off the backboard there, gets the three-pointer. The crowd erupts, the bench erupts, the commentators, shout out to Trent and Braden. They go wild on the commentary. You can hear that here if we pause for a second. And you know what I love about it? I love the fact that she made the shot and she leaves this one up here.
The old gooseneck.
Love the gooseneck. She leaves it up just to let everyone in the facility in the fortress know, hey, what am I doing? Oh, this way, yeah. That's better.
What?
That's the celebration, isn't it? That's the celebration the kids go for? Yeah. They go the three and they try to pull it down and it stays back up. Yeah.
I am so oblivious. I'm too old for this.
Yeah, you don't keep up with the trends very well. You were 2.5 weeks late, so what's up, brother?
You're the one who did it last week. What are you talking about?
You started it.
No, I did not.
You're doing these ones. Podcast day. Love the celebration. She leaves it up there. Let's everyone in the fortress know that she's knocked down that three. It's a big way to go into the second half for the NBL One women. So shout out to Lauren and that big shot.
Yeah, fantastic. Lucky we got the shot because we had some minor technical difficulties at the start of the women's game, which was rectified pretty quickly with an internet issue, but all's good and well. Hopefully we're up and running.
Game was recorded anyway. We would have got it.
Yeah, we would have got it. But look, apologies to anyone who was watching it at home. That was an internet issue that we're having here at the Fortress, and hopefully it's rectified.
It will be rectified by the next home game. Three-game memberships. They're on sale now. You can get those at the door at the next NBL One home game, which is the Nutterwater game on Friday, June 7th. Adults are $20, juniors are $10. Basically, buy two games, get one free. So you're buying in advance there.
Yep.
As I said, those are on sale shortly.
Yep. Adults, $20. Juniors, $10. Gets you into every youth league game as well.
It does, yeah.
Including youth league finals.
It does. No NBL One games home and away this week. So you can't even watch them away on the stream or anything like that. But you can get down to the Fortress on Saturday night to watch the Youth Champ men and women from 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
I'll be here. Come down. Got some good music happening this week.
You say that, but I've heard your taste in music, so I'm a bit worried for the fans at home.
It's a mixture. Got to give the people what they want. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, our social media accounts, Casey Basketball, Casey.Basketball, Casey Basketball. I know Ash loves that segment, but I'm going to do it.
Let's jump into the sponsors. Guzman y Gomez, fast food your mum says yes to, and it's clean. They've removed all those preservatives, all the yuck stuff,
yep.
And it is clean, healthy food.
Fantastic. They've also got the free burritos. Shout out to the NBL One men and women who went down to Fountain Gate, GYG.
Yeah, a couple of those players went down there. They claimed their free mini burritos. You can get yours by coming down to the Fortress during any NBL One men and women's game. If the opposition missed two from two or three from three free throws, you get yourself a mini burrito voucher at the end of the men's game they get handed out.
That's right. I've thrown my paper away, so I'm hopefully going to remember this. I think it's Mog that's next. Mog, keep smiling.
Yep. Carlisle Homes, build a better home. And if you are going to build that home with Carlisle Homes, get in touch with us. Get $500 cash back in your pocket just for building your home. You're going to build it anyway. Get some money in your pocket.
Fantastic. PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting Casey Basketball with injury prevention and recovery.
Ray White Cranbourne. If you're looking to sell your home, get in touch with the team there. Or if you're looking to buy, rent, or get your property managed, get in touch with Peter and Chaminda at Ray White Cranbourne.
Fantastic. Intersport, Cranbourne and Casey Central. For your sporting good needs, get down there. They'll sort you out.
Packing a Mazda, Zoom Zoom. Looking to buy a new car, used car, sell your car, trade your car in. They've got you covered.
Yeah, awesome. Universal Athletes Center. Performance and recovery. Make sure you go see them. Sign up for a membership. They are fantastic.
Mortgage Choice Clyde.
And the Clean Ranger. Boom, boom. Pew. Reach out to Brandon Polk.
Yeah, looking to get your house cleaner. If you've got some smaller offices and things like that, he does great floor cleaning, has the big machines, has all that stuff covered. He's got your cleaning needs.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I don't need that sheet anymore. Where are we off
merchandise.
To?
Merchandise. What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
We got merch. Finally. We got new merch. We finally got new merch. And I'm loving it. Everyone else in the office is absolutely loving it.
Yeah, we love
loving it. Shout out to Tegan, who's walking past at the moment.
Look at the back. Look at the back. That way. There we go. Look at this. And it's puff print, for those who don't know. So the hoodies, they're $60 each. The t-shirts are $35. Yep. They are a little bit more expensive than normal because they've got a couple of extra colors, different print. There's all these printing costs involved with this. But the puff print is cool. It comes about 3 or 4 mil off the hoodie and the t-shirt, which is, it looks pretty cool. Feels pretty cool. Looks great. So if you want to get one, you will be able to buy them online soon or at the next NBL One home game here at the Fortress, Friday, June 7th.
That's right. But we still have scarves. Stubby holders,
yep.
Keep cups, can coolers, kick.
Can coolers and stubby holders, same thing. We call them can coolers.
Gibbets, they're on their way. I had a few people asking me at NBL One, hey, where are the gibbets?
Well,
they're coming.
We sold out. Sold out of the gibbets. We've got more gibbets coming soon.
They're coming. Size 3 basketballs if you want to get your balls signed. After the game, stick around. Some of the players will come out there and sign your balls for you. And drink bottles.
All right, let's jump into some junior Cavs news. The Intersport Team of the Week is the under-18 two girls. The team picked up a great win last Friday, elevating them to third on the ladder after back-to-back wins at the halfway point of the season. So shout out. Good job.
Yeah, more VJBL news. Junior Classics coming up over the long weekend.
Yep.
And we got eight teams.
Eight teams.
Club record. Eight teams. I don't know if we can get any more than eight.
Yeah,
eight
under 12-1 boys and girls, under 14-1 boys and girls, under 16-1 boys and girls, under 18-1 boys and girls. So all eight teams that could qualify have qualified for this tournament, which is unreal because it's invitation only. It's the National Junior Classic. Yeah. It's regarded as the most prestigious club tournament across the annual calendar. So it's going to be great to see the best of the best compete, and we are in the group of best of the best.
That's right. Speaking of best of the best, we've got 10 referees going to the Classic as well.
Yep, so officiating at the under-12s competition, we've got Cameron Burke and Jamie Gemmel.
Under-14s, Cameron Nunn is representing the under-14s.
Yeah, the under-16s comp, we've got Josh Stewart and Riley Gaskin.
Yep, and the under-18s, we've got Alexandra Lithgow, Connor Conamu, Jordan Minter, Jordan Slater, and Nathan Johnson.
Another club record there. So Casey Cavalier or Casey Basketball records everywhere. Eight teams, most we've ever had. Also, by the way, the most in Australia. It's the most you can get qualified. And 10 referees at the Classic again is another club record. So outstanding work to everyone involved. And for the teams, obviously great job by the referees. We don't want to disregard that at all. But shout out to the teams. It's credit to the coaching staff, the players, the team managers, the parents of those kids. You've got to drive them everywhere. We know it's a task. Yep. So well done. And of course, as I said, the referees too. They're traveling all over the state every Friday. They're not here every Friday. They're all over the state every Friday getting looked at. So well done to everyone.
That's right. And we have more association news. Not only are we the best association.
Association of the year, 2023.
We also the best administrative team, basically, with Tammy winning the award. We've also won VJBL Large Association of the Year Award.
Yeah, so VJBL do their own awards and we've been named that. So what can't we win? We're winning everything out here. Everything. Upcoming programs and events. Registrations are now open for the free clinic and the Girls Rule Program. The Girls Rule Program has started, but there's still 2 more weeks of that. So if you haven't registered yet, there's a couple spots left in that one. Holiday clinics.
Slow down, man.
I know. I'm choking up here. I've gone so fast. Holiday clinics for the Hoop Heroes.
Relax
our beginner clinic
bit.
And our domestic holiday clinics. They're open now. Junior Cavs holiday clinics can be registered on
Take
Team
a breath. Take a breath, man. Take a breath.
Finally, the 3-on-3 tournament, July 10th. The registration is open for that. It's about 25% full now. So get online and register because we tell you this every time and then we get complaints. I didn't know it was going to close. I didn't know the registration had capacity. We're telling you here, get online and register because if you miss out, I don't want to hear about it.
That's right. Now, really quick, shout out to Colleen again.
We can't forget about Colleen.
We've got our headsets on the inside of the cheeks again.
You're trying to win brownie points with the mother-in-law.
She makes a good dinner.
Colleen, I'm expecting an invitation for dinner soon now. That's exciting. So yeah, good call there by Colleen. It did look good. I watched it back last week. So was she stoked to get the shout out? I saw her tag her in the comments.
They did. Yeah. They thoroughly enjoyed it. A shout out to Kat from Cafe. She wants a shout out too, so we might as well give her one.
She deserves one. She deserves one. All the stuff at the cafe at Case Stadium. Yep. She looks after it all.
All the catering corporate boxes as well.
Yep.
If you're looking to buy a corporate box or get a corporate box, let us know. It can come catered. So
it can come catered. Get your food brought straight to you on game day. All right. Let's wrap it up.
We're not going to talk about Ollie. And
you missed your chance for banter when you forgot to press record.
Yeah, that's fair enough. All right, see you, folks.
Get down to the fortress this Saturday night for some youth league action, 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. If you are hanging out for NBL on action, the next game is Friday, June 7th, here at the fortress. The Ghostbusters are taking on the Nutterwater Inspectors.
Who are you going to call?
Cavs Corner.
Cavs Corner. It's a rough year. Hold up. Horrific.